Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, the new city manager of Long Beach, Pat West. Stay with us.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. Now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted to have as our guest for the entire show tonight the new city manager for the city of Long Beach, Pat West. Pat, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
I've known Pat for over 15 years. He was the former city manager of the city of Paramount and compiled a very enviable record there of turning that city around. And he had served for the last 2 years as the community development director here in Long Beach. And congratulations on your selection as our city manager.
Thank you, Art.
What's your vision, Pat, for the city of Long Beach? And how do you propose to address the problems that the city faces?
My first vision would be, I always thought these were full of coffee, Art. But they're just props as I watch the show. So now that I'm here. That's an excellent question. I think Long Beach is a good city ready to become a great city. And I think we're just on the cusp of greatness. This is a wonderful place to be at this time. And having spent the last 2 years being the director of community development, doing some of the redevelopment activity, some of the neighborhood services activity, it's just wonderful to see all the community groups coming together out there and just doing wonderful things. Basically, we just want to improve the image of our community. And one of the key things that you'll hear me talk a lot about is every department is there to preserve and enhance our public safety and to support our cops and our fire. Specifically, public safety. Everything that we do in our community affects that. No matter what we do in redevelopment and human services and recreation and libraries, all the wonderful programs we have, if we're not a safe city, if people don't feel safe where they live, work, and play, we're never going to attract the type of development we want, the type of businesses we want, the type of people we want. So it all starts from there.
And I think Mayor Giuliani, a former mayor of New York, demonstrated the importance of public safety and really helped turn New York City around with his major attack on crime and also graffiti.
I think I fully subscribe to the broken window theory, which is what the mayor did there. Additionally, to extend improvements out in our neighborhoods, which is what Mayor Daley is doing in Chicago. And I know these are things that our current mayor, Mayor Foster, totally subscribes to as
and
well.
I know in Paramount, which was a gang-infested city, one of the worst in the country, according to the, I think, RAND Corporation, you and the council came in and you did things like the picket fences and the aesthetics, and that has an impact on people. If you don't see graffiti, if you see a nice picket fence instead of an iron gate, it changes the psychology of the community.
It does, and that's part of my core being as a public official or working for cities, being in Paramount, working in Paramount, living in Paramount, raising a family in Paramount in 1982, being recognized as one of the 8 worst disaster suburbs in America. That sticks with you, and that was our core mission throughout my 25 years in Paramount, and public safety is the key in all of that.
And I know Mayor Foster has pledged in his campaign to add 100 additional police officers in Long Beach. Where do we stand on police staffing now?
I couldn't give you a specific answer on that. I know our Chief Batts is working on that. We've just enhanced the budget with the new Proposition H that passed, the oil tax, to add more police officers. Right now we're 100% fully staffed. But the number on that, I couldn't give you until the chief...
Long Beach, like so many other communities, has a serious gang problem. We have about 5,000 to 6,000 gang members in Long Beach. It's 1% of the population. What do we do to address this endemic problem of gangs in our community?
Well, I don't want to say in our community. Gangs are an endemic problem in Southern California and in our nation and, you know, going off in other countries as well.
Sure.
I think what we're doing, I don't want to overemphasize that the fact that we have a gang problem. We do. No one's going to put their head in the sand. However, we're vigorously attacking that with educational programs, recreational programs. And what we're seeing more than anything as you get away from the downtown is North Long Beach and Central Long Beach through the redevelopment agency. I think in the past 2 years, we've removed, I think, 7 CD motels, about 6 crime-ridden liquor stores. We're in the process of taking down some of the very dense apartments that create a lot of crime activity at this stage, working with the chief on that. So we're getting into those endemic problems of crime and violence, as opposed to just trying to put a band-aid on a problem by putting more police or more activity. We're purchasing those, tearing them down. Whenever you go through the city and you see that little white two-rail fence, that's a City of Long Beach property that we took out, a problem blighted property, reduced crime in that neighborhood. And what will go up there is something that the neighborhood associations are going to work with us to create what they want.
It always impressed me, and I like your comment on this observation, that to address any of these serious problems, such as gangs or other things as well, it can't just be a top-down thing from the city. You really need the community support, almost community initiatives, to take back the neighborhoods, to address the problem. Have you found that to be, was that true in Paramount? Do you think it's true here?
I think it's universally true, whether it's Paramount, whether it's Long Beach, whether it's any place. The neighborhoods have to know that the city is behind them and we're not going to go away. We want to encourage the squeaky wheel. We want someone to pick up and be a squeaky wheel, pick up the phone, and we will respond. That's why we're spending so much time and energy and resources in North Long Beach and Central Long Beach. When people see a cash for cans at Pine and PCH, one of the worst crime problems we have, the city tore it down at the request of the neighborhood. We responded, whether it's a motel, a liquor store, or something like that. So the community needs to see us doing some initial reaction, and then they'll get behind us, and then we can follow each other's leads.
So it's really a partnership between the city and all of its resources and the actual community or neighborhood that's being impacted. You really need both to address any real problem.
Absolutely. I think that's just universal. The city can't solve it by themselves. The neighborhood can't solve it by themselves. And certainly PD can't be expected to solve it by themselves. So we're all looking at a partnership with our school districts, PD, the neighborhood associations, the redevelopment agency.
And I know from our interviews with Chief Batts, it's, as you just mentioned, it's true in public safety, the police force can't do it alone. They need the support and cooperation of the community.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with the new city manager, but first we have to pause for these messages. Stay with us.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back continuing our conversation with Long Beach City Manager Pat West. One final point, Pat, on police staffing. The budget had provided for two police academy classes, and one of those two was cut out. A lot of people were concerned about the fact that this may impact our ability to staff up.
Well, actually, the reason for that is budget, of course, and we'll be reviewing that at our six-month review with the budget. But at this time, we are fully staffed. We're finding Chief Batts, with some of the activity that he's done in the past year, we're bringing more and more officers back. In fact, I think three have come back to us in the past month that left us in the past year or so to go to other agencies, and they miss the lifestyle that they had in the city of Long Beach.
And that, in part, was the function of the increase in the salary enhancements and the longevity bonuses that were recently provided in the police budget.
I think obviously you can't overlook money and stuff, but a lot of it has to just be the camaraderie and the family relationship that they have here in Long Beach PD.
Okay, Pat, let's talk about a sensitive subject, but a very important one, and that is Long Beach a business-friendly city? And I have spoken over the years and as recently as just in the last week with developers, and the message that we hear is that Long Beach is a tough place to develop. Developers who have developed in many, many cities almost universally point to Long Beach as one of the toughest ones to get stuff through. And one who I spoke with recently said, you know, it's like dealing with three different feudal empires. You have the city council that has their views of things, and then there's redevelopment, which you're very familiar with as the former head of that, and then there's the Department of Building and Planning, and you get a green light from one, and that's negated by another. And first, do you accept the premise that that Long Beach is not a favorite city for developers? And if you do, what do you as city manager plan to do about it?
Well, I don't think I'm going to accept the premise that we're three feudal empires. everyone has heard the concerns about customer service from the development community. So we need to respond to that. That's a huge thing that our council members tell us when they go out on the election trail, that was one of the key efforts that the mayor needs to take care of, what he heard when he got elected as mayor. So we're making a lot of great strides in that. That said, there's a lot of in fact, this is the second year in a row that Long Beach has been nominated as one of the top five business-friendly cities from the LA Economic Development Corporation, and we'll find out. We're the only city that's done this 2 years in a row. We'll find out Tuesday night whether we'll win the award. Additionally, when you look at some of the fantastic things that we've done with trying to save the C-17 program, our business loan programs, but most of the comments that we're getting from the developers, like you're saying, which are absolutely true, are most in our urban core of our downtown. When you're building an 8 or 9-story structure, or you're doing the Seaport Marina, one of the key properties in the entire city, there's a lot of public scrutiny. There's visioning communities. The public wants to really weigh in on these things, and that's a little bit different than as opposed to going out like a Target that's going into North Long Beach.
But it struck me that with your background as former head of redevelopment, now a city manager, you are in a unique position to bring closure between the views of building and planning and redevelopment and make everyone from the city on the same page.
That's a real great point in that the relationship between redevelopment and planning. In my 2 years working with Suzanne Frick, our director of planning and building, who comes to us from the city of Santa Monica, we have a wonderful relationship, and I can't tell you how closely redevelopment and planning work together now. That hasn't always been the case. We've eliminated a lot of the extra design review steps, so we immediately, when a project comes to us, we decide who's the leader and who's the follower. Is this a redevelopment project, or is this a planning project? We decide that immediately, and then we have a leader, and we work that way.
And in fairness, I've heard that some good progress has been made of late, but this has been an endemic problem in this city long before your arrival here. Let's talk about another sad area known as the Pike. Now, you're city manager. This did not happen on your watch, but many of us are baffled as how a project that unimaginative, that pedestrian, that poorly designed could happen in our city.
Well, two things, Art. One is, it is so easy to have 20/20 hindsight and look back on a decision that was made in the early 90s. You've got to look at the economy, what Long Beach was facing at that time, and we weren't sitting in those chairs or standing in those shoes when the city council and the city made those decisions there at the Pike. So 20/20 hindsight is wonderful, but...
Well, this is not hindsight, because I spoke with former top city leaders, and this was not the project that was presented to us. This project deteriorated over time, and now we're left with a project where how you can build a waterfront project and not be able to see the waterfront from 80% of the site is a mystery to me. How you can have a project where there's no central gathering place where people can come for a band concert or a meeting is a mystery to me. I don't know how we could possibly have designed a less attractive project.
Well, again, 20/20 hindsight is great, and get back to your early concept, perhaps there are times that, you know, we could be too business friendly to allow things like that to happen when you're in an economy that isn't moving and things like that. But one thing that we can't negate or overlook is the fact that the Pike is what it is, but we are right now, Urban Land Institute named us as one of the top 10 downtown turnarounds in America, which includes the Pike.
Yeah,
Planning
well,
Journal, California.
It's not, but it's not because of the Pike.
California Planning Journal named us as one of the top 3 downtowns in California, perhaps the best place to be a pedestrian in the entire West Coast.
The redesign of the waterfront, the dredging of the harbor, there's so many good things, but the Pike, I think you would agree, is not one of them.
There's so many good things.
Okay, well... I'm speechless, which is unusual for me, but maybe some rethinking can be done for the Pike, and I understand we'll have new development in with the Queensway Bay, with the Queen Mary closure of that, and some exciting things ahead.
Well, come to the Laugh Factory when it opens in a month or two.
Well, I can laugh from a distance at the Pike. Okay, we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back continuing our conversation with Long Beach City Manager Pat West. Pat, what are some of the other challenges that we mentioned? Public safety earlier. We mentioned budget. We mentioned neighborhoods. What else concerns you most as city manager?
I think just to change the overall landscape of our city. We're 50 square miles with 500,000 people. So people look at us, I mean, you see the shore, you see the downtown and stuff, but there's still a lot of other area that needs a lot of attention in Long Beach. And we're spending a lot of time with our project area committees, our neighborhood groups, to work with those areas in North Long Beach to grow Bixby Knolls to the 91 freeway. But primarily my vision for our employees, we just had a management conference recently, is I'd just like to empower our employees, whether it's me or whether it's the guy picking up trash at the park, that to make decisions. Like, if it makes our city cleaner, if it makes our city greener, if it makes our city safer, if it makes our city more business friendly, and if it improves customer service.
You want them to go do it?
Yes, and we'll back you up 100%.
That's great.
I want everyone empowered to make those decisions.
Well, empowering the workforce is a very enlightened management principle, and of course, these are the people that know best.
They're our face out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to just compliment you. I know that there was a deputy city manager position that you chose not to fill, saving a six-figure income, and charity begins at home, and you're adding a bit to your workload, or a lot, because of your willingness to save that position.
Yeah, it's important to start at the top, yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit. We've known each other, been friends for over 15 years. You always impressed me as a happy camper, and I'm sure that is good for the people that you work with. It's nice to have a positive spirit, and you also are a cyclist, and you ride 20 miles or so a week. And just tell us a little bit about Pat West.
There's not to tell, not a lot
to
tell.
The Pat West story.
I mean, what's not to be happy about being city manager of Long Beach? It's a wonderful community, great assets, great opportunities, great public, great people to work for. I think we have a wonderful city council that gets along. But for me, primarily, I've just, you know, married my high school sweetheart, been married 31 years, got two wonderful kids.
One of whom was my former student at Long Beach State.
That's right. That's right. David, he's working for Boeing now on the C-17. In the finance area, and then my daughter is graduated from Cal State Fullerton, and she's going to get married next year.
Congratulations.
So
well, you know, you mentioned be thankful, and for all of our problems, we live in a great country, in a great state, in a great city, and right by the ocean, and so many good things are happening, and there's so much to be grateful for, and you're running the show in this city now, and I know it was maybe 5 years ago, not something that was on your radar screen.
No, it
wasn't. And it just kind of happened. And I'm very pleased that we have someone like of your quality running the city now.
Well, thank you, Art.
Looking to the future, down the road, 5 years, 10 years, you mentioned at the outset that Long Beach is a good city with the potential to become a great city. Fast forward us 5 or 10 years and give us your vision of what the city might look like.
Well, right now, we're already being named in the same breath as San Diego and San Francisco in some of the planning magazines. But I see the 45 acres that encompass the Queen Mary, that's going to be an icon development for our community. We're doing a Ronald McDonald House on Atlantic Boulevard. You're seeing all of Atlantic Boulevard change right now, and that's a function of the civil unrest from the early 90s when the planning activities on there. You're going to see a new Gateway Tower go up at Alamitos and Ocean, 35 stories. You're going to see a new facility by the World Trade Center that is going to be another high rise.
And we're getting that critical mass downtown to make it a living community, not just 9 to 5.
The promenade's almost done, and that'll have a $3 million art impact on the pedestrian area there. I think we're going to be seeing all the retail that we all want and expect on Pine Avenue, there at Pine and 3rd and those areas. And I see a wonderful future with, again, the critical mass and all the wonderful development that's happening.
And I just read the recent figures on hotel occupancy, which is very high. We're bursting at the seams as far as hotels goes, and the convention center has been a big, big hit. Well, and we're ready to move on to the next level of convention size.
If you're talking to our partner, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, they'll tell us that they're turning down conferences because we don't have enough hotels. They have arrangements to put people out in Carson or at the LAX, but there's a dearth of hotels. We're building a new one where the Naga restaurant was. Mr. Cam Baboff is going to build a new hotel there. He's remodeling the Coast Hotel. There's the possibility for the Edgewater Hotel at Pine and Ocean. So hotels are something that we desperately need.
Absolutely. Well, We'll be finishing up after we take a pause for these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
What a fascinating discussion with our new city manager. And I, for one, am a firm fan of Pat West. He has a very substantial record. And I look for a lot of accomplishment under his leadership and his positive energy. He's just he's a nice guy. He's a fun guy to be with. But he also knows the territory. And I predict he really will get things done. So. Pat, I wish you well in your tenure here in Long Beach, and I thank you for joining us. This is your first visit to Straight Talk as the new city manager. We appreciate your coming in and sharing your views.
Thank you.
And we wish you very well in the real challenges that lie ahead.
Great.
Thank you all for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.